That's good, that's good then. Okay. Let's deal with the one more angle here on Heroku D-Board before we move on. I know some of this we've gone through, I just want to review very briefly, especially because some of you missed it. The Mishnah talks about a Baal Keri, and again, the Mishnah is assuming we're living in a world of Takanas Ezra, that a Baal Keri cannot learn Torah. This is not relevant today because, right, we do not paskin, like, we no longer follow Takanas Ezra. Why Ezra made this Takana and why we dropped it, we will discuss as the parak goes along. Okay, so what does Mishnah say? The Baal Keri, and I'm going to ignore the Yerushalmi's reading for now. We'll get to it if we have time today. Baal Keri is Mahara for Kriyat Shema and Berakat HaMazon, non Mahara for Birka Kuchma or Bracha Rishona, or the Gemara ends up saying later, Tefillah. Okay, now, Tefillah is not in the Mishnah, right? That's the Gemara ends. The Baal Keri is not Mahara for Tefillah. Now, there are two basic readings of the Sugya, because there's a little bit of contradictory impulses, we said. If your Mahara, apparently Mahara accomplishes something. So it sounds like Hiror Kedibor, that's why we're telling him to be Mahara Hershma.
Right.
But if he doesn't violate Takanat Ezra, it sounds like Hiror is not like Dibor, and therefore it's okay. So the mission itself, here is a little bit of a middle position here. On the one hand, we're telling you to do it. On the other hand, it doesn't violate Takanas Ezra. So we saw two readings. One second, yes. Two basic readings of the Gemara. Ravina says, here is Kedibor. Here is Kedibor. It works. Right? You are Yotze. Here are Kedibor. Then the obvious question is, if here is Kedibor, why is it not a problem for Takanas Ezra? And he dealt with that. Okay. Rav Chisda said, here is Lav Kedibor. And therefore, it's obviously not a problem of Takanas Ezra. Then the question is, why are you doing it all together? So he said, you shouldn't be Yoshe Bubatel when everybody else is. And we went through a whole bunch of questions and answers. Now, we pointed out at the time, this is important for Tosfos, which position does the Gemara discuss? Ravina or Rav Chisda? Who gets discussed in depth? Rav Chisda. And there are various Amoraim trying to make his position work out. This led Tosfos to assume that we paskin like Rav Chisda, right? He's the one who gets discussed. He's the one who Rav Ada Bar Abba or Rav Elazar are trying to work at his positions. There might be psak reason, there might be good reason to assume we paskin here who are love Kedibor. Okay, let us go to the Shulchan Aruch and go to Talmud Torah. Now, if we only had Siv Dalet, it would have been very easy, but much less interesting. Let's look at Siv Dalet. Okay, what do you have in Siv Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch? So in Mem Zayin Dalet, discussing Berachas HaKarah, Maharah B'Divrei Torah, Einot Tzarech L'Varech, there it is, your Maharah B'Divrei Torah, there is no need to make Berachas HaTorah prior to here. Okay, it's interesting, Rama, we're going to discuss this now, but what did Yaakov soaked in? Blown his sinas Talmud Dvar. Sounds like somehow halacha is a brute fact, that's not really Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, it's an interesting idea, right? Talmud Torah, you have to, if you don't know the reason, you haven't really, in some ways, you haven't learned anything. Because that's interesting, but let's leave that aside for now.
Presuming that the time, he's probably thinking about it, but that's still within Hirhor.
Sorry, I think he's talking about even saying it at this point. I think Rama's talking about saying it.
Yeah.
Well, the socked in
your motzi b'peh, but the svaras.
Okay. Yafeh.
Yeah.
Right. Like someone asked you a lacha kashayla on the way to shul, you haven't said berachas haTorah yet. It sounds like if you just give the brute facts of the answer, that is okay. That you could do. You don't have to say berachas haTorah to answer the TSA. Usher umato, you don't need to say berachas haTorah. But if you start explaining why, already that's a different situation. Now, why does he paskin in Einot Tzarech L'Varech? So it seems very simple. Let's go to the Taz Gimel. Very simple. Hamaharer, why? To hear a lav kadibur? I mean, here it is. Because how do we paskin? Like Tosfos, we paskin. Like Rav Chisda, hear a lav kadibur. Umitam zem motu lebal keri lahara b'kriyat shma. And therefore, our bal keri in the mission and brachos do all based on our mission, right? Why can a bal keri ba mahara in kriyat shma? Because here ultimately is lav kadibur. It's not a violation of takanas ezra. Lefiza yesh lizayir lo tana lomdim mi'ir mitochas efesh. He is a ruler hotzi k'tat v'tum b'fach b'rachas. Yes, there's a very strong halach nafim. It's true breath halach for all of us. Get it before Shachas one day you come to learn, right? So maybe you don't have a chavrusa that day. So you make berachas haTorah, you start learning. But you know, very often we don't verbalize when we're learning. But according to this, you should be makbid after berachas haTorah to utter words of Torah, not just to think about Torah. Okay, that's very simple. Comes along the Magen Avraham and Bet, same thing. What's the second piece of Magen Avraham say? Hamaharer why? Dehirer lav kedibur dami. Okay, we're good. So it says the Tag is a Taz, Magen Avraham. Sif Dalet is very simple. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Hirur Lav Kedibor. Therefore, it does not require Berachas haTorah before Mehirur. All based on the Pesach like Rav Chisda. Okay, if we stop right here, life would be very easy.
I mean, to other words of Torah, it's only if you do not say Yivrechachah.
Correct. I mean, that is other words of Torah, right? You're saying, right? Correct?
The whole simon, it talks about, like, you have all these problems, but if you say Yivrechachah, you're fine. It's just like...
Correct.
That's like the whole simon.
Okay, good. Okay, let us go to the Gimel. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Gimel is where things get interesting. Because the Shulchan Aruch also says, HaKosei B'Direi Torah, Af HaPi She'enu Korei Tzorech L'Barach. Now again, if you say there's basically two, there's a split in the world. There's Hirur and there's Dibor. And Hirur is Lavka Dibor. It's not exactly clear why Ksiva crosses the other side of the divide. Right? You're not speaking when you're writing. L'chor, you're just thinking, so you should still be in the world of Hirur, Lavka Dibor. So we're going to see four different approaches here. Or maybe even more. Let's see what we got. So let us start with the least interesting, if you don't mind. I hope you won't be insulted by this, I hope. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The second shot in the Mishnah Berurah. What's the second shot? So let's take it from the second Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim, the Derech HaKosev Lahotzi Tevas Mipiv HaShas Leksiv. What's the first approach here? What does the Mishnah Berurah say?
You're mouthing the words.
Meaning, the reality is, exactly, we assume you are speaking. Meaning it's not, this is the way to really neutralize the whole sugya. There's no special status to Ksiva. Ksiva has no status whatsoever. It's really no different than Hirur. It's we assume that Ksiva involves Dibor. Haven't seen that? This is a way to neutralize the point. There's only two things in this world. There's Hirur and Dibor. Ksiva has no status. But there's an assumption that Ksiva has a Dibor that goes along with it. Therefore, you make a Berachas HaTorah in Ksiva. There's an assumed Dibor. We will assume Dibor is going to take place. Okay? We're good? Okay, now the Taz, I'm going out of historical order, but I want to get that theory on the board first. The Taz does not like this very much. Let us go to the Taz bit. Okay, Yehuda, take it away. Hakotei b'divrei Torah.
Hakotei b'divrei Torah. Lo yadati makor lezeh.
This is also interesting. It's like a historical mystery, a mystery in the history of halacha. But there's no Gemara that says this. Like, where did this come from? Okay.
Me'ayin.
Like, from where? Me'ayin lamdu.
Is that with an ayin, though? No?
No, that would be my...
Me'ayin lamdu,
okay, so that's Rav David Abu Jaham. It's an important halachic sefer in late Rishon in Spain. Okay, it gets quoted by the Beis Yosef. Me'ayin lamdu Rav David Abu Jaham.
Vivi Abidu Seif. Hello, Pasak, Besif.
Shachreze.
Shachreze. De lo mevachim vijuhor. Mitam de lo kedibo dami.
Oh, well done.
Mashikatu Abidu Seif Bes.
Sof Siman Zeh.
Sof Siman Zeh.
Ktiva
Leka. Ella
Tuhur. Ah, so the Taz puts us back in questions. There's only two things in this world. There's either Hirur and Dibor. Ktiva Lechora is Hirur. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinking about Torah when I'm writing. Okay. Yeah, Yitzchak. I think it's the Bali Tosos. Yeah. Reish HaYakori, beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos.
Amidala?
I'm not sure it's Amidala for Yanacher, actually. I think it might be in Yanacher.
The Derech HaSofer Shemotzi Lefamim Tevot Bipiv B'Shach.
I like the Mishnah Berurah solution. Maybe you'll say that the norm is the Sofer does utter, does verbalize.
Right,
there it is. What's the Taz's critique? Kevinch Eino Vadai.
It's not clearly Talmud.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say that sometimes a sofer tends to utter words when he's writing, but how can you make a bracha based on that assumption? It's not definitive. No one says it always happens. Kevin Sheinu Vadai, right? That's not a definitive enough reason. So he rejects the Rishabur's reason. It is not because we assume he's going to speak. Okay, now you said something else is going to become important later. The two.
The
two. Kashli, I think. Two Kashli. I've got another Kasha.
Kashli, the Hagagabe Edut.
Okay, it's going to be important. In the world of testimony, how does halacha work? Testimony has to be verbal, right? There's a rule, mipihem v'lo pitam. If you write down your testimony and send it to court, it does not count as edut. That way, which is not the same as, obviously, if Beis Din takes your testimony and then writes it down, then it has a status. Mm-hmm. We saw this before, guys. Remember the question that Aruch HaShulchan. Remember we learned that Gemara in Shavuos that the Talmud Chacham, we don't make him go to a Beis Din that Zuter Mine, but the Aruch HaShulchan thought that we'd send people to him and take the testimony down there. It says that then it would no longer be a problem in Mipiyam below Mipiktavam, or A Mipiyay, because you have an official Beis Din endorsing the historical record. But Stam, to write down testimony, send it to Beis Din is Mipiyam below Piktavam. So says the Taz, you see in other areas of Halacha, writing down does not have the same status as speech. Haven't got the Taz? So the Taz, first of all, rejects Mr. Brewer's answer. He says it doesn't make sense because we can't assume for sure you're going to utter words. Secondly, look at other areas of halacha. In the guarding testimony, we don't say that ktav has the status of dibor. We say mipiyem v'lo mipiktavam. Right, al pi shnayim eidim yakum devar. From their mouths, from their verbalization. Okay, back to you, Yehuda.
What is that? V'kevet de galilam kara. וצריך עיון לעניין המעשה, ראוי לכל כותב בדברי תורה, שיוציא בוודאי מפיו קצת תיבות להינצל מתוך ברכה לברכה.
So notice, right, the Taz is really uncomfortable with the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. What does he recommend practically? Even if you're a sofer, you get up early in the morning and you're writing. He says, make sure that you verbalize, right? Make sure you verbalize. He's not so comfortable with relying on tiva as a substitute for diva. Okay, so we still have one theory on the board that maybe we assume you're speaking. We have the Taz's rejection of it. And the Taz is actually not so happy with the Pesach altogether, right? He prefers halacha lamaaseh, that you actually utter something, not just write. Okay, so let's see if there are other ways to solve the problem. So before we get there, let's take a look at a grah. Very interesting grah here. Okay, Yehuda, we'll stick with you. You're doing a great job. Let's see the first piece. Hamahar.
The Kaimalan, the Lav Kedibo Dami, Koshika Tuv, Tosfo, Kav, Amigbet.
Right, that's Tosviso, right? Right, so most of the Rishonim Paskin here Lav Kedibo. It says the Gra, based on Sif Gimel, sounds like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's here Lav Kedibo, right? Just like the Taz explained it, just like the Magen Avraham explained it. Okay, good. That's the Imas, right? The Imas Chol Virav Chizda.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it says that since the Gemara is trying to be Matarit of Chizda, you see that the Psak Halacha,
okay.
We saw that Tosos, right? That's that Tosos. Okay.
The Kamosha Ketuv B'Shabbat,
Kuf Nunim and Aleph.
Yeah. The Zesu Ter, the Masha Ketuv B'Siv Gimel, Hakotev Vakulei.
Okay, so the Gemara is bothered by the same question everybody else. Why did Rabbi Yosef Kara say, if Hira doesn't count, why does Ketiva count? Okay, great. Next piece. But now the Gemara does something else. You read that a little more strong question voice there, Yehuda. The chileka mitzvah behirur gives a little emphasis there. So the Gra is hold your horses. What is birchas haTorah lechora? Birchas is a birkat hamitzvah, right?
Oh, right.
It's a bracha hamitzvah. The chileka mitzvah behirur. Could you imagine? But imagine this, guys. Let's say you guys have a wonderful morning theater. You sit here thinking about a ksos for 4 hours. Says the guy, you're going to tell me that the person's not Mekayim Talmud? He can't believe it. Right? That's not Talmud Torah. Not only that, look at the pasuk. V'halo ne'mar.
V'halo ne'mar,
v'igita bo. Famous psukim in Sefer Yeshua. What does it say? Lo yamush sefer ha'torah. It's Yeshua Perek Aleph, by the way. Lo yamush sefer ha'torah zemipicha. V'igita bo yomim v'layla. Study it all day and night. What's the Gita Bo Yom of Elayla? Go ahead. Rotzelomar,
believe.
Moshe Katuv, the Hegyon Libi. Why does he quote that second pasuk? What's he trying to say? Why does he quote the pasuk of the Hegyon Libi?
That's an internal process.
No, the word, the Higita means Yafet. Right? How do you know? It says Higita Bo in Sefer Yeshua, but how do you know what Higita Bo means? But if Higita in other contexts in Tanakh is believe. So let's say Vigita Bo is Sefer Yeshua is also belayed. So it seems to me the Gra has two separate points. One is just Stam, Misvar, it's hard to conceive that thinking about Torah is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Secondly, what about the Pasuk Yeshua? It says Vigita Bo. If Higayon is something that is done belayed, we should say Yotzei Talmud Torah belayed. Now, this is a separate problem. Get this? One kasha was, how do we deal with the Shulchan Aruch? If he says, here Lav Kedibor, why is Kotev different? The Gra raises a different problem. He said, I don't understand. Okay, you can tell me here Lav Kedibor all you want. Could you imagine I'm not Yotzei Talmud Torah Behirur? Hard to imagine. That's what Higita means. Higita Belev. Okay, we'll go to that. Okay, now it could be the two questions might be related to each other. And now we're going to get to a little deeper here. Let us go to the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll give you a break there, Yehuda. Okay, yes, you want to read for us? Go to see the Minchas Chinuch. Now you might wonder why there's Minchas Chinuch here. So if you think about it, I'll tell you something interesting about the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, the Chinuch, of course, has a list of 613 mitzvot, but he didn't make up his own list. The Chinuch uses the count of the Rambam, very good name. Now, we're going to get to the very next sugya. You know, it's typically said in the world of Yeshivas, there's only one bracha that's deraisa, right? And that bracha is? Bechad Amazon, very good. However, there is a debate, because we will learn a very interesting Ramban, which is based on our next sugya. There's a great sugya coming up here, guys. One great sugya after another. The Ramban says that the other bracha that's deraisa is? Very good. There's Ramban that says Birkat HaTorah is also Doraisa. The Rambam does not count Birkat HaTorah in the list of 630 mitzvot. Okay, we'll discuss this. This is going to be in the next shiur, the next 2 days. Okay, or Tuesday shiur. But the Rambam does not include Birkat HaTorah among the Tariq mitzvot. So if you're the Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch, you have no real place to discuss Berachas HaTorah, if you think about it. But the Chinuch brings it up when he's discussing Berachas HaMazon. When Mitzvah Tav Lamed is Berachas HaMazon. So if you ever want to look up either Chinuch or Minchas Chinuch on Berachas HaTorah, they sneak it into their discussion of Berachas HaMazon. It's just kind of, you'll see based on the next sugya, it's clear why they did that. The Gemara talks about some kind of relationship between Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaMazon.
I got my Rambam and Rambam mixed up.
So the okay, now at the end, I think I've shown this before, right? In the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's important to know, after the Rambam finishes his list,
The Rambam
has things you forgot.
Right.
So of course, everyone knows that he's the Rambam, says we forgot the mitzvah to live in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 15 other things you think the Rambam forgot also, in the mitzvah I say. So we're going to see tomorrow, mitzvah tedzai is, why do you not count? Right, we should praise God or thank God every time we read Torah. The Rambam says, Rambam, why do you leave that out? That is one of the 613 Taryag Mitzvah Midaraita. Right, so we'll discuss why the Rambam leaves out and how they read the Gemara, but for our purposes, that's why the Chinuch never discussed Berachas HaTorah directly, but through the avenue of Birkat HaMazon. Okay, Yossi, take it away.
Ein Beschulchan Ruch Kans Eif Gimel Adalet Amaharha Ein Sarich Levarech Va Kotev Sarich Levarech Va Ein Sham Bachronin Amaharha Bedivei Torah Af Im Ne'emar Din Mitzvat Ase Shel Limut Torah Hu Beheho Gam Ken Dichtiv Va Gita Bo Mikol Makom Lamatinu Bracha Al Hirho.
Okay. Now, if you think about it, the Minchas Chinuch solves the Gra's question. Right? Because again, what did the Gra, what was bothering the Gra? The Gra thinks it's inconceivable to say there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah Behir. Right? So much of our Talmud Torah is Behir and the Gitabo. But the Gra made an assumption. Minchas Chinuch undermines that assumption. What was the Gra's assumption? If you're telling me you don't make a Berachas HaTorah on Hirur, that shows that Hirur is not an act of Talmud Torah. What does the Minchas Chinuch say very cleverly? No, you got it all wrong. Hirur is an act of Talmud Torah, but not one upon which one makes a bracha. It's a way of getting out of the problem. No, the Gra's right, of course, says the Minchas Chinuch. I mean, he's not quoting the Gra. But Hirur B'Torah is Talmud Torah. But not every act of mitzvah gets a bracha. We've spoken about this before. And there are various criteria for which acts of mitzvah get a bracha. We mentioned once before that mitzvahs benon mechavero tend to not have a bracha. Mitzvahs that are internal also tend to not have a bracha either. Right? There's no bracha nirat Hashem. You don't say Hashem Kishon Sivanu. Right? That sometimes might be for different reasons because it's constant. Mm-hmm. Could be there's no bracha on things that are constant. But maybe there's also a rule that things that are internal, they're not concrete enough. You don't make a bracha beforehand. But if that's true, he's an example of bittul chametz. If that's true, that could explain the answer to the Gra's question. Okay, I just want to make one point. This is only true, by the way, if we reject what Rav Rundberg said last week. No, the Mala Heroim. The Mala Heroim. Because what the Mala Heroim want to argue, guys, if this is going to confuse you, don't listen to the next 30 seconds, but I think you'll be okay. What the Mala Heroim want to argue, when there's a mitzvah like this, if you can do it believe, then you don't make a bracha, even if you're doing it in a concrete fashion. Remember that? If that's true, that undermines this answer. I mean, see, the Minchas Chinuch would have to say, no, it's not the nature of the mitzvah, it's how you're doing it that matters. If I'm a Kayim Talmud Torah by speaking, that's concrete, that gets preceded by a bracha. If I'm doing the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah by thinking, I'm still doing the mitzvah, but I no longer can make a bracha. Right? The Mala Heroim went to argue, any mitzvah that I could do internally, even when I verbalize it, since in its essence, it's internal, there's no need for a bracha. Clearly, the Minchas Chinuch is not agreeing with that. Minchas Chinuch, it depends how I do it. Yeah, Ben, what do you think?
I mean, can we say, like, I mean, the spark clearly with the Mala Heroim is that the essence of the mitzvah Bittul Chametz is internal. So even when you speak it out, that's unnecessary. But whereas by Talmud Torah, really, the more etzem Talmud Torah is verbal.
Okay, Ben's a great answer. That's exactly right. Very lumdish, Ben. He's absolutely right. You could say as follows. Let's think about the Mala Heroim saying. Ben said it beautifully. Right? Why is it that it doesn't matter whether I verbalize or do it internally? Because the Mala Heroim says, I'll tell you why. The fact that you can do it internally shows that the mitzvah is in its essence internal. The verbalization is just a vehicle. Right, so if that's true for Bittul Chametz, what's Bittul Chametz really about? That in my heart I negate, I nullify my connection to this Chametz. So even when I say it, what's really going on is internal. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch would argue that Talmud Torah has various levels. There's a level of Talmud Torah that's Behirah. There's a level of Talmud Torah Bepeh. But in that level, the Peh is not just a vehicle for the Behirah. it gives a new dimension to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If that's true, it makes sense to say, if I do it this way, I make a bracha. If I do it the other way, I do not. Very good. I think that's exactly right. We have to say it here, that the dibur is not just a vehicle for expressing the Torah, but for, which is really just hirur, but is an added dimension of the mitzvah of Torah. Okay, we're good, Tavar? Excellent. Excellent answer. Okay, so now we have a way out of the gruz problem. Right? Assuming that the reason why we're not making a bracha here has to do with that you need something less ephemeral. Which brings us back, of course, to the question of why can you make a bracha if you are involved in an act of ktiva? Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Again, what did we see so far? Mishnah Berurah's answer, well, presumably you're saying something. The Taz didn't like it at all, the Taz says. How could you assume that as a vadai, that the sofer is certainly verbalizing? The Taz himself was not crazy about the Pesach altogether. Right? The Taz recommended actually verbalizing something, not just writing. Okay, let us go to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Seretz. Okay, Dan, you mind reading for us? Walking back with a long Aruch HaShulchan?
כתב רבינו רבי יוסף בסעיף ג' הכותב בדברי תורה אף על פי שאינו קורא צריך לברך על כמה שמות. בסעיף ד' כתב בדברי תורה אינו צריך לברך על כמה שמות. וכתב רבינו הרמה והוא הדין דיכול לפסוק דין ולא תינא טעם לדבריו על כמה שמות. וקבע הקשור עליו לדבריו סותרים זה על זה. לכיוון שבהרהו אינו צריך לברך משום דקיימלן, הרהו לאו כדיבור דמי. That's principles been established.
Good, אם כן.
אם כן, בכותב למה צריך לברך, אין כאן רק...
Okay, it's the question everybody asks, right? The Taz, the Grah, I don't understand. Hirhu is lav kedibur, why does kotev make a difference? Okay. V'yesh ha-hisig?
V'yesh ha-hisig al ikar din זה, וסבילי דגם הרהו יש מצווה דכתיב והגית בו יום ולילה. והגיון הוא בלב כדכתיב והגיון הבי. ולכן צריך לברך בהרהו.
Okay, again, and we know that's the Gra, right? So we got both issues here. One issue was, why is Kotev any better? The other issue is, could it be you're not Yotzi, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, behera? Great, so let's skip to the Yud. Now he's going to answer it. V'nir l'niya daiti.
Tist Muhammad opinion the Sevilla Ilo Abeinu Rabbi Yosef the Enshneid the name Edu Sotim Zerzeh the Nahe.
Okay, very important word. Nahi?
The Nahi?
Yeah, what does that word mean?
Granted.
I'll grant you, good?
The Vadai Yesh Mitzvah Beherho.
Notice again, the Aruch HaShulchan's with the Gra here. I'm certainly not denying you get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by thinking about Torah. We're okay, guys. If you don't just think about it, you're still Yotzei Talmud Torah. Okay. Now notice, it's a little bit like, based on what Ben said before, we said nicely, right? There's like two levels. There's two tiers to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Of course you're Yotzei Talmud Torah Beherer, but there's another dimension of the mitzvah that's Dafka Bepeh. Okay, now let's first start with linguistically. Where does he get this from?
Yafeh. Pi tzadik yege hachma, lo yegu begonam, ki emet yege
hechi. It's right? It's a little bit more complicated than the Gra portrayed it, because the word higayon comes both together with lev sometimes, and also sometimes together with verbalization. Right? You do have haga connected to speaking, right? Lishoni teget tzidkecha. Okay.
B'makom shehakavana al halev, ketiv sham lishon lev, kmo lehegion lebi, vahagot lebi kavanot. Mishlei lev tzadik yeger alnot, ki sod tzod yeger alnot. Ve'im kein b'torah dechtev hegita bo yomam v'layla, ve'kein v'torato yeger yomam v'layla. Ha'inu v'peh keven shelohi.
Okay, so this is a language issue, guys. I've wondered about this for years. I don't know what the answer is. Because let's say sometimes you see in Tanakh it says higyon libi. So you can come to one of two conclusions. Either that higyon always means belave, or you could say only when it says lev doesn't mean lev. So notice what the Aruch HaShulchan is doing here. Since we sometimes have higayon bepeh, so and you sometimes have higayon belev, but what that really reveals, it's only belev if it says the word belev. But if that's true, so both in Sefer Yeshua, it says v'gita ba yom v'layla, and in Tillim when it says uvetorato yehege yom v'layla, it means dafka bepeh, not like the Gra. But notice, he hasn't rejected that there's Talmud Torah here. He just says, The fullest dimension of Talmud Torah is Bepeh. Okay, next.
You still said the opposite way.
Yeah. You said the evidence could have gone the opposite.
Right.
I mean, that only when it says Bepeh. So I have to admit, I was a little confused. I didn't know what the proof. Once you have this sometimes believe, it says Bepeh, I wasn't sure what would be the reason to pick one or the other. I'm with you, Levi. I wasn't sure, I see Levi wants to defend the Grah here.
But I still think that proves the Aruch HaShulchan's point.
Yeah, there's two levels. Okay.
There's two levels are still there.
You're fair. Right. It's still a little bit funny, why had the Grah pick... I mean, the Grah obviously knew these other Pesukim. No Pesukim was not the Grah's issue. Why the Grah choose to dafka focus on Hegel and Libi, I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Back to you, Dan. Uberch HaZatar Atzmi Yochiach. Yeah. A nice proof, right? Look what we say. Befinu. There's something about verbalizing Torah, even in the bracha itself. Okay. Hikpidu, there's a hakpada. They're upset about. What are they upset about? Misha lo made belachash. Someone who
learns quietly.
Okay.
V'darshu arucha v'chol v'shimura shetehe arucha v'aramah evarim.
Okay, so somehow Torah should be like a full body experience, right? It's not just something you just to whisper to yourself, okay, or think to yourself. V'lakach. I ain't jump.
Why did they only bring in the Evarim, not the other part,
The Gidim?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just both.
Although I think that makes sense actually, because if you're physically acting, isn't the Evarim that are more prominent than the Gidim?
It was just curious.
He mentioned always the limbs, not the Gidim.
Let's see. I have to admit, I did not look it up. I was lazy, but we'll look it up right now. I think it's the Avrim are more involved in action.
No, I understand.
Just as Avrim. In Marucha, there's even better guys. Ben, you're going to be happy now. It says I should look things up. Okay. You know, guys, we have to learn this right now. Okay, it's also one of the Beria Gemaras. I mean, of course, Rav Meir's wife, Beria, was a very intelligent woman. She occasionally corrected other scholars. So, here we go. Beria Ashka Chatei Lahu Talmuda. Beria found a student. Davika Garis Bilachisha, who was Garis Bilachisha. He was learning quietly.
Does it mean he was whispering, or does it mean he wasn't saying anything?
I would have thought whispering, although based on this Gemara, I'm not sure. So, Batshabe, says Rashi, Batabo. Amrele, she said to him, Lo Kakotov, doesn't it say about Torah? Aruchaba kal Vishmura. Im Aruchaba Reshvim Chet Evarim Shalcha. If it's a you're involving all your limbs, and here Ben, mishtameret. He doesn't quote that, but it's an important word. Mishtameret, then the Torah gets preserved. V'imlav, ain't a mishtameret. And then there's a story right after. It's Tana Talmud Echad, Ha'il Reb Lazar, She'eshon Nebelachash, Lachar Gimel Shanim Shachach Talmudo.
Oh, wow.
Right, there it is. I have to go tell Reb Lichtenstein's wife. There it is. I told the story before. No, I was once in the Makola and I couldn't remember the three things Noah had asked me to get. So I turned and said, I can't believe it. I can't remember the three things. So she was right there. She said to me, if you just verbalize it, you'll remember. Like, say out loud to yourself, I'm going to get eggs and cheese. Right? And then you'll come home and lo and behold, you won't forget it. But apparently there's something to that. Because when you concretize something, it becomes more part of you. Right? So now that Gemara is very helpful for him. Right? No, there's something to concretization. That's part of the essence of Talmud Torah. You need to concretize. You need to get a physical manifestation. Almost make it like a body, a corporeal experience. It's not just a mental activity. So now, based on that Gemara, it's perfect. Let's go back to the Aruch HaShulchan.
So, but writing is different. Shehari zehu ikah ki matorah v'lo mevay Torah שבצלף אלא אפילו תורה שבתא אחרי שהתירו לכותבה הווי כמו למד תורה לרבים שהרי עיקר קיום התורה היא.
I think, Steven, this is quite fascinating, right? Even though there was once an Isidore Torah Shabbat, once it's mutter, it becomes We need to get it preserved. We need to get it concretized. Now it's a mitzvah to write it. It's actually the ikur to write it. Go ahead. Il malek tiva.
Il malek. Alidei ktiva?
Il malek tiva. Would it not be for ktiva?
Ah, okay.
You're just next line.
Oh, il malek tiva. Okay. Kava she nishtacha Torah Yisrael, v'lachen kibun shabbat ha-ktiva ma-ha-ha-ha-e v'lebo u-motsiya l'chutz.
Now there it is. U-motsiya l'chutz. Right? What do you need? You need some kind of concretization of Torah. That's when you make a bracha. So now again, the Aruch HaShulchan spells out much more. I mean, the Minchas Kinuch just made it this general rule. You don't make a bracha on something internal. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it's not about a general rule. It has to do with the specific dynamics, specific din in Talmud Torah. I think that's why it's different. There's one, let me clarify the commonality and where there's a difference here. The commonality between the Minchas Kinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan is as follows. They have the same answer to the gross question. Again, what was the gross question? Could it be you're not Yotze anything of Talmud Torah by thinking? What's the commonality here? Yes, you're Yotze. Right, so if you're Yotze Talmud Torah by thinking, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're Yotze Talmud Torah by thinking. But here's the difference. Why didn't you make a bracha then? Why didn't you make a bracha on Hira if you're Yotze Talmud Torah? So Minchas Kinuch would say it's part of this broader rule. There's a broader rule that you don't make a bracha on Dvarim Shebelev, right? Like Bittul Chametz. The Aruch HaShulchan said, I don't know about broader rules, but it's something about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has two ramot. There's two levels to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're Yotzef Beher, but Talmud Torah in its utmost requires some kind of concretization. That's what makes it mishtameret, right? That's what you have in the Gemara in Irvin. And from that, perspective, Ktiva is just as good as Dibur. So the fullness of Talmud Torah is only when you either write or verbalize. That's what they were talking the bracha for. They were talking the bracha for the fullest realization of Talmud Torah, which requires the concretization of either Dibur or Ktiva. Okay, we're good? Now this also, there's one other thing I'm going to throw in. I'm debating what to throw this in, because it's going to be the next sugya, but I'll throw it right now. The fact that only when I do the full realization do I make the bracha, and not when I'm maharir, might indicate that Birchas Torah is not a standard Birchas Mitzvah. But I think one could argue, if it's a standard Birchas Mitzvah, as long as I'm Yotze the Mitzvah on any level, you guys with me on this point? Right, no one ever said that for Birchas Mitzvah, it has to be the lecharchila fulfillment. Like imagine, I'll use a silly example, near Hanukkah. Could you imagine someone to get, it's inconceivable, right? Let's say Levi says, this year I'm only lighting one candle. So his chavrusa Yossi says, Levi, you're bum, you should light mahadrim and mahadrim. Levi says, no, I insist on one candle. Could you imagine Yossi saying, well then, don't make a bracha? Well, what would Levi say? Well, what does one have to do the other? Right, if I'm Yotze the mitzvah, so I make a bracha. Right, so the mere fact that Aruch HaShulchan suggests, you know, I'm Yotze mitzvah of Talmud Torah Behira, but only the fullest Talmud Torah requires a bracha, might already make you think that Berachas Mitzvah Torah is not a standard Berachas Mitzvah. Yeah.
Are you Yotze Berachas Mazon through Hiror?
Well, that probably depends on the Hiror Kedibur dummy question, but
what I was leaning towards was it not being a normal Berachas Mitzvah. Would you could say that might be why the Ramban says it's Doraita.
Ah, I see.
And if Berachas Mazon, the proof that would be by
That's clever. Saying the whole concept of Berachas HaMitzvah is a rabbinic creation.
Right.
And when you have Berachas HaMitzvah, that's because they're not really Berachas HaMitzvah. Okay, yafeh, very good. Okay, one last word here, guys, then if we have some time, we'll get back to the Peyeshua. So there's a Rav you should know about. A Rav was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim in the 60s and 70s. His name is Rav Bitzal Zsolti. Okay, he's his son, actually, I think he's a Shulner Chavya now. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, Rav Zsolti. Rav Bitzal Zsolti, and he's a nice sefer called Mishnas Yavetz. Okay, I don't know why he calls it Mishnas Yavetz since his name is Bitzal. Although I suppose the Beis Tzadi could be like Bitzal. I don't know what the Yud Ayin is, though. Maybe his name was Yaakov Bitzal. I'll look it up. The Mishnah is Yavetz. Okay, I have it at home. I'll check out why he called it that. So he has a tremendous word here that's going to take things in a different direction. Okay, let's take a look. Let's look at what we've got here. Okay, Achei Nireh. Okay, Ben, you mind reading it for us?
Sure. Achei Nireh de ma shehochiach
Hataz.
Hataz. De ktiva lam kedivur hu sheharei matzinu be'edun.
Remember the Taz's proof? I'll show you that Ketiva and Halacha doesn't have the same status of speech. Look at testimony. What do we say there? Mipiem v'lo mipitavim. You can't give testimony by writing it down? Okay.
It's not counted as
good. Yeah.
Lechora dvarav tmuim. De afilo im nemar de Ketiva kedibur hainu shelegebei hakotev atzmo ze have kedibur. Like from the perspective of the person himself, it's like a dibur. The maaseh ktiva atzmo hu kedibur. Aval legabe acherim ktiva lo havi kedibur. And for the other person, the second party, of course it's not kedibur. Shehareim lo shomim et aktiva shehu kedibur. That it's not communicating anything to that second party.
Well said.
Velo adif ktiva shehu kedibur. Medibur belachash.
So anyway, now it's clever, right?
Wow.
Right? You know, let's say here Kadima, okay, but it's a dibur that's unheard. It's like speaking in, he says, like speaking through writing is like speaking in a whisper, like it's the unheard dibur. So it doesn't help, even if you say here Kadibur. That's why for Adas, right, the parallel, he's gonna say that it doesn't work, right? Because there, the whole point of Adas is you have to communicate a message to the Beitin. So therefore, Kativa doesn't work, because there's no dibur that's heard. Ah, but that won't necessarily apply to divrei Torah. Here, skip to the last three lines. Masha enken.
Masha enken bikotev divrei Torah. Kevan shelegabei ha-kotev ze ha-vik dibur. Lechein hu tzarich levarech.
Ever got his question? So the Taz's proof is not a proof. Because the Taz's proof is from a social, a communicative area of halakha. In the area of halakha has to do with communicating, then Kativa doesn't do the job. Because it's not a communication. But when it comes to Torah, where Lechor is just me, I just need to be learning. So if we say, here are Kedibar, so at that point, it makes sense that if you say, Kosev Kedibar, it's good enough, because it's just me. Only I matter. Okay, but then he has a question. Elak Shakati.
Elak Shakati Tzarich Iyun Ha De Tameh
Tamahataz.
Tamahataz. Ha lo biktiva leka ela hirhur. The hirhur lav kedivur dami legabei birkat
Torah. Okay, so now forget the BPM because I don't know. Let's go back to the basic question. The says Rav Zsolti, I have the same question everybody asks. I don't understand. Once you pask in hirhur lav kedivur dami, so why is it that kotev divrei Torah makes a bracha? Has it help? Okay, here we go.
Kemo shekatuv sham hashulchan aruch. Be siman dalet de mahar her be divrei Torah eno tzarich levarech ve afshar lomar be dat shulchan aruch de ktiva adifa me hirhur. There's some extra level here. De ktiva hu kedibur hu lefizeh gam be sviras haomer hu yotze yidei chovaso be ktiva.
Okay, the whole piece is about sviras haomer. I didn't get the sviras haomer part, but you want to keep. Why not bring in the piece? He discussed with Yotzei Sefer Omer Behirur. So you want to say maybe you're not Yotzei Behirur, but you would be Yotzei Bektiva. Okay, now he says something great. Here we go. Great verse coming up. Venera.
Venera od bezeh de ketav harambam be minyan ha-mitzvahs be sefer yad ha-chazakah mitzvahs asei yud aleph.
Good.
L'mot Torah l'lamda sh'ne'emar v'shinanta
l'vanecha. Remarkable, right? How does the Rambam define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah?
In order to teach.
Isn't that great? Lumatulam, even the pasuk. What if someone has to pick what pasuk in the Torah teaches, you have to learn Torah. So don't forget, the best pasuk might be enough, right? The best pasuk might be what it says in Sefer Yeshua. Right, but if you pick the Tchumish pasuk, what are you going to pick? Vishnat Lamecha. But wait, Vishnat Lamecha, its essence is about?
Teaching.
Teaching. It's not about learning in a sense. Ah, there we go. Hari Mavur.
Hari Mavur, the Lilmot Torah be'atzmo, v'lelameh Torah le'acherim. Chada mitzvahi. Dehainu de lelamed lacherim zehu shiur v'tanai bekiyum mitzvah.
Amazing, right? Talmud Torah. It's a fundamental component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that you're able to teach it to others. That's part of the part and parcel of the very mitzvah.
The rak halomed beofen sheefshar lelamed gam lacherim hu mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. Meaning that he's speaking it out, or meaning that.
Wait. You just said a key thing, Ben. Right. Ben just said one way to do it would be to speak it out, but maybe there are various ways to do it. Yeah. But you have to find a way in which the lamed is part of the process.
Uh-huh.
You just hit the nail on the head. Right. The etzem kiyum talmud Torah requires the ability of the lamed. Now Ben says the key question: how does one do that? So Rav Zsolti is going to argue there's more than one way, but one way that's not going to work is behira. Let's see where he goes with it now.
But also not speaking it out without understanding it.
Correct.
Laning through a Gemara doesn't
count. Correct. There's a point I skipped over, which is true, meaning we keep seeing that it could be hearer is not enough.
Uh-huh.
You need some kind of concretization. But there's the flip side of it is could be concretization without hearer is also not Talmud Torah. Right. But Ben, you said it nicely. Quentin Schulte fits in as well, meaning you could say the words all you want, but you don't understand them, you can't teach them either. but that also fits in nicely. I would even say for the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, you want to concretize your thoughts, but you have to have thoughts to concretize. Right? Apparently, again, this is like against those cheap Rav Nachman sperm they sell. Okay, right? This is one of things that always got me upset. I don't, you know, they used to put out, they still give them out, like these little Rav Nachman pamphlets.
Yeah,
so I think it was really from Rav Nachman. So I don't know whether it was or not, I don't know. But there's one I used to say about like Talmud Torah, like understanding doesn't really matter, just read the words. Ever see that one? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it used to drive me crazy. But apparently, like,
it's also goes by the Tikkun Klali. You just need to just
keep reading them, right?
Keep reading.
So,
yeah, but he says in the first Torah of Likutei Moharan, he says to keep reading it over. But the point is that at some point you'll come to learn. I mean,
right.
He says that beferish,
right,
like,
right.
You know, like,
right.
You will come to learn it. Don't give up, though.
So one thing, okay. So one thing I might say about that idea that learning doesn't really matter. Well, it could be like you can't make a Berachos HaTorah such a thing, right? To just read words, right? To read a sefer like it's the Queen's phone book. I don't think you can make a Berachos HaTorah.
To be Malam Mitzchut, though, the serious like breast lovers have a very, very strict learning schedule.
Yeah, no, I was not trying to imply that every breast lover thinks that learning doesn't matter.
By them, it's
don't worry,
not
yeah,
just like,
no, but these farm are
do
that impression though.
Correct. I did not mean an attack on the entire world of breast love.
Well,
I didn't even know if Rav Nachman thought that. I just meant that I think the pamphlet is problematic though. I think it's problematic to say people, well, understanding doesn't really matter. The important thing is reading the words. I think that is a problematic message about Torah.
Well, as I found by asking some of these guys questions, some of the guys passing out the pamphlets, I haven't actually looked in the pamphlets.
Maybe they read them and didn't understand them. That'd be like a great irony.
So especially some of the guys who want to pass off the Tikkun Klali to women.
Sounds like they haven't read it. That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no point.
Okay.
They haven't read it. They don't know what it says.
Okay, that sounds like a correct assumption.
There's one guy who I mentioned what it says that you know in the Tikkun Klali pamphlets, and he was shocked that he had certain chiyuvim or certain isurim, and he didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Next.
Yeah.
That was before the.
Don't give that to.
It's all right, man. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Rasher, okay.
Vasher, what is this, Al-Korchach?
Al-Kain.
Oh, Al-Kain. Efshar lomar, the be'emet, k'tiva lav k'dibur.
So just k'tiva's not dibur. Okay.
V'ha, de ha-kotev, dibur Torah, tzarich levarech, birkat ha-Torah. Zehu, mishum, de be'mitzvah talmud Torah, lo tzarich Torah dibur.
It's not that k'tiva is k'dibur. Kiva is not Dibur. You actually don't need Dibur for Talmud Torah. There's no criteria for Dibur. Let's see why he says that.
Look at the Rambam, the Birkat Hamazon, she yotzi gam behirur.
Okay.
Kevan shelo k'tiv be Dibur. Kemo bekriyat shema dektiv ve dibarta bam. The hu hadin the mitzvah Talmud Torah dektiv the shinantam levanecha. Hareze ke Birkat Hamazon dektiv uverachta.
Okay, there it is. So let's start with this. You want to claim, again, not so clear in the Gemara, you can make these distinctions so easily, but maybe when the Torah says Dibur, then other things don't work. If the Torah doesn't say Dibur, then other things work. So why does Ketiva work in Talmud Torah now, according to Rav Zsolti? Because there's no criteria of
Dibur.
But now there's an obvious problem. If there's no criteria of Dibur, why can you also do it through
Dibur?
Not only through Dibur, but through what do we say? Ketiva works, but here it doesn't.
Right.
Why not? You just told me in this context there's no criteria, meaning according to what he just said, it doesn't depend on the Hira Kedibur question. Even if I say Hira Lav Kedibur in Talmud Torah, I don't need Dibur. But now he's going to say it's huge chiddush. Here we go. Well, you can skip the ground in the brackets.
The ha. The Eno Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah the Hirur.
Now notice, he said a little bit more strongly, by the way. That's much stronger than the Aruch HaShulchan said it. Right, what does he say? Eno Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah the Hirur.
Hainu Mishum Dekiyum Mitzvah Talmud Torah Hu Rak Be'ofen She'efshar Lelamed Gam Le'acherim K'nizkar Le'el. U'behirur Harei Iyafshar Lelamed Le'acherim.
Beautiful. U'lefikach.
U'lefikach Hameharher Be'divrei Torah Eino mevarich bebirkat haTorah. Ma she'en kein bekotev divrei Torah she'efshar al yedei haktiva gam lelamed la'acherim.
Amazing Kiddush, right? Says Rav Zsolti say, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the ability to teach. So you can only do that. So Benson, before, how do you do that? So what do we see now? There's two ways to do that. Right? What kind of Talmud Torah could be a communicative message? I could do one of two things. I could either verbalize it. When you verbalize, somebody else could hear, or I could write. Writing also, for this purpose, it serves as a communication, serves as something that could be a vehicle for teaching Torah. Only then am I really Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and that's why I make a bracha. It's a radical, in some ways, a very powerful idea. But Talmud Torah, in its essence, is a communicative process, right? Learning by yourself, that's not really learning, right? You're having your own thoughts. So, if I verbalize, it's true. It's true, I might be verbalizing to myself and no one else is there. But at least I'm doing it in a manner that its essence has the ability to communicate. Like, part of the essence of Talmud Torah is the communication, is the dialogue. So, if I speak it out or write it, I'm part of that communication. I'm part of that world of teaching. If I don't do that, I am missing a fundamental component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, it's a pretty remarkable chiddush here. Okay, we're good? Okay, so let me just sum up what we've done, and I'm going to sneak in two more things here. I think we've seen a very important sugya. We've seen as follows. Being Maharer B'divrei Torah, you don't make a bracha. Okay? That's Pesach Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. All the Achronim say, that's because here we are ultimately passing like we're Pizda. Here we're Lav Kadibra. Everything stopped there would be fine, except for the fact that the Gra says, wait, could be you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through here, like Misvar, that's difficult. And what about the word Higita? Maybe Higita means Belay. Okay, so the Gra had an objection, just how could it be you're not Yotze? Then the Shulchan Aruch himself caused difficulties because he passed like the Vudraham that if you're Kotev Torah, then you are Yotze. Yeah, then you do, sorry, you shouldn't say Yotze. Then you do make a Birkat Torah. So there's one way to neutralize that. So again, I think it's the least exciting way in the Sugya. Right, which is to say, no, because we assume that every time you're writing, you must be verbalizing, right? According to that theory, though, Kotev has no status. It's not that Kotev has any status, but you must be verbalizing. The Taz rejected that. Right? What did Taz say? Can you say that Bitoras Vada, every time a sofer writes something down that he verbalized, you can't say that. Okay. So now there's a way to answer both the Gra's question and Pshat and Shulchan Aruch together. So what's the Minchas Chinuch and Yerucha Shulchan's approach to the Gra? Of course you're Yotzei Talmud Torah by thinking. But there's two separate questions. When you're Yotzei Talmud Torah and when you make a bracha. Had the Minchas Chinuch formulated? You're Yotzei Talmud Torah by thinking. You only make a bracha. It's a general rule in halacha. You want to make a bracha, you had better have a concrete something to make a bracha on. We don't make a bracha on internal states. Therefore, only when you say Torah or write Torah will you make a bracha. That is the Minchas Chinuch version. The Aruch HaShulchan says a bit differently. He says, of course, you yotzei b'hirur, but there's something about the nature of Talmud Torah, that its fullest flowering, it requires a concretization. Now, I realize, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan said the words lamed l'acherim, but he also talked about lo nishtakha and motzi b'fiv. It seemed to me what did he say? Motzi l'chutz. See, the Aruch HaShulchan, the teaching wasn't the crucial point. Right? The important point was, you need to concretize your Torah. Based on that, like Gemara in Erevin, right? You don't say it, and then it's nishtakha. Right? There's something not permanent about it, something ephemeral about it. You need to concretize it, which can be done through words or through writing. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, surely yotzei by speaking. But the fullest flowering of Talmud Torah is only with writing or speaking. I'm yotzei with thinking, I should say. And therefore, I only make a bracha when I write or speak. I want to argue that indicates that Berachas HaTorah is not a standard Berachas HaMitzvah. If it was a standard Berachas HaMitzvah, I would make it no matter how I fulfill the mitzvah. We'll come back to this later. Rav Zsolti had a final chiddush. Rav Zsolti says, no, it has to do with something else. It's not the mere fact that I need to concretize. It's that Talmud Torah in its essence is supposed to be our teaching. Right? That's how the Rambam defines it. And I can only teach if I do it in a way there's something open about it. There's something explicit about it, which is either speaking or verbalizing, or writing, excuse me. The only thing that was a little bit difficult is he seemed to say, it's a very strong formulation at the end. He says, Einu Mekayem Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. There again, as the Gra says, that's a little bit difficult to fully accept. Okay, any questions that we've done before we sneak on one more thing? You guys good with that? Good chiddush by Rav Zsolti?
I'm got the chiddush. His chiddush was to bring the Rambam. I'm wondering why no one brought it before him. Like the Aruch HaShulchan has gone through like so many different sources, like he didn't know about the Rambam, or he...
Look, it could be that he understands the Rambam differently. Maybe he'd again make two levels. That, I mean, even it's a very nice chiddush based on the Rambam, but maybe someone could argue, I don't think that's true. Maybe even if you learn in a way that you can't teach, ultimately, that is a fulfillment of, maybe there's two aspects to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah Lomot Torah and the mitzvah Lamed Torah. But Lomot in itself could be an independent. Mitzvah, by the way, it's very interesting, and even the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he should have quoted this also. Where's our Mava? Look at this, guys. How the Rambam starts Hilchos Talmud Torah. What would you say? How should Hilchos Talmud Torah start? What should be the first words? Mitzvah Sase. Lomotar, right? That's how it should start, right? Mitzvah Sase Lomotar. Okay.
What do you guys?
Okay. Nashim avad. These are the first words. Nashim avad muktana p'tur mitol mitorah. Avol katan aviv chayev lulam do torah. Shenemar v'limaratem otam b'pneichum udaber bam. Okay. Halacha bet. Kashem shechayev adam lamed b'no. Kachu chayev lamed ben b'no. Right. You teach your kid. You're supposed to teach your grandkid. Halacha gimel. V'chayev l'skor melamed l'b'no. Maybe you don't know how to teach him yourself, so you should. You're obligated to hire a teacher. Okay. Then, in Halacha Chet, he says, "Kol ish mi Yisrael chaya b'talmud Torah, ben ani ben asher." So you could argue that he only really gets to your chiyuv to learn in Halacha Chet, right? That the first three halachot certainly are about your chiyuv to pass on Torah. So again, this doesn't really answer your question, Daniel, but I think it would support Rav Schulte's idea.
Yeah.
That somehow the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, it's almost like the teaching is somehow even more primary than, more fundamental than the learning. But I guess the other way to read it would be those are two separate components, and you could fulfill the limud without the aspect of lelamed. I suppose that would be the reason way to not accept the Derech HaShulchan. Okay, you guys ready for one more chiddush here? Okay, this Dan, you guys are going to find this hard because you weren't here when we did this, but I'm going to sneak it in anyway. Okay, there's Yushami that changes everything, and the Peshua uses it very nicely. What did the Mishnah say? Let's get the words of the Mishnah again. Valkeri Mehaher Belibo Beinu Mavarech Mefaneh V'Lachrea, right? That's the words? Beinu Mavarech Mefaneh V'Lachrea. What's the next one? Uber for Amazon? Mavarech Uber for Amazon? Val Hamazon Mavarech. Val Hamazon. Correct? Okay, now beforehand, what do we say so far? What? You guys smiling about? Okay.
He's just flirting.
Okay. So what do we see so far? So we saw the Bavli's reading it, which was that when it says Alhamoz and Mavarech Lefaneha, even though it says the word Mavarech, which Lady pointed out a week ago, nevertheless Mavarech just means Mahara. I mean, you're Mahara in Kriyat Shema, you're Mahara in Berachas Amazon, but you're not Mahara either the brachas of Shema or the Bracha. It's backwards. Sorry. Doesn't make any sense. You're Mavarech Lachreha and not Fanah, right? Correct? Careful with me on this? Yes? Okay, but what did the Yushalmi say? Yushalmi said Mahaher Belibo actually meant. Remember what Yushalmi said, guys? We saw last week. Bracha. It was actually about the Birka Kriyat Shema, which means Valkeri Mahaher Belibo Ve'Einu Mavarech Lefaneh Ra. He's Mahaher the Birka Kriyat Shema, but he doesn't say them. And at that point, when it says Al Hamazon Mavarech Lefaneh, Mavarech means
say them.
Bepeh.
Right.
So according to the Yushalmi, you actually, you say Berachas Hamazon, and you say Shema, but you think about Berachas Kriyat. Right? Yushalmi totally changes the Pshat in the Mishnah. Remember that Yushalmi? Okay. The Peshua used that very cleverly to solve a problem. I have no idea any other way to solve this problem, because it's a tremendous question. Remember what the Gemara did when it was in Rav Chizda? We pointed out, Tosa says we have to pass like Rav Chizda, because the Gemara discussed Rav Chizda, not so much Ravina. And in Rav Chizda, the Gemara says, if here is Lav Kedibur, why Mahara certain things and not Mahara other things? Peshua asked a tremendous question. Wait, what does Ravina hold? Here
Kedibur.
So, according to Ravina, we should ask the same question. Not only should we ask the same question, you should be Mahara everything. Once you say Hira Kedibur, and it doesn't violate Takanas Ezra, so why in the world wouldn't I be Mahara? Isn't that a great question? It's like a killer question. I understand. If you tell me Hira Lav Kedibur, makes sense. I'm not really Yotzi anyway, so I'll be Mahara certain things and not Mahara other things. But if you say Hira Kedibur, so why in the world would I pass up being Mahara everything? Right? Let me Mahara everything. I'll be Yotzi every mitzvah I've got. I'll be Yotzi Berachas Kriyat Shema. I'll be Yotzi the Bracha Rishon. I'll be Yotzi Tefillah. Right? Isn't that a great question? The Pnei Yeshua asked that question. It's a good question, right? You saw that in Pnei Yeshua? Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua says something. It's a radical answer. Pnei Yeshua says, wait. Our Gemara only worked through Rav Chizda. It didn't work through Ravina. Maybe Ravina reads the Mishnah This is a very radical theory. Like Yushan. Because Ravina, the reason why it's radical is not because it's radical, is you have to stick a lot to the Gemara that's not there. So why did the Gemara not ask any questions about Ravina? Because Ravina means the Gemara like Yushami. What happens according to Yushami? Certain things I'm motzi bepeh. Other things I'm a hara. But there's nothing that I'm not doing anything. Right? So therefore, the Gemara Ravina has it, works it out. According to Ravina, it would actually have to change. We'll do a cross out here. According to Ravina, these things are bepeh, and these things are beherer. Because he says hira kadibur. It's just that even though hira kadibur, these things are deraisa, they're important enough, I'm just going to say them. I'm just going to say shema and say break out of my zone. So then there's no question why am I leaving things out even though hira kadibur. Only when you get to Rav Chisda does the Yerushalmi give way and we go end up going to the Bavli's reading of the Mishnah. This is a very creative pen for Yeshua. To take the Yerushalmi's reading of the Mishnah and use it to solve a knockout question, Ravina. Again, I use the word radical, but it just means a big kiddush because it's ikar chasam in a sefer. You have to assume a whole theory of the Yerushalmi is really in the Bavli, like lurking between the lines, even though you didn't realize it was. There's no evidence for it. The only thing I'll point out in defense of the Yeshua, without that, you really have to turn this question. Again, if you say Hira Kadibur and you're not violating Tekadis Ezra, you should be Mahara everything. It's hard to understand why you're not Mahara everything. So this is an interesting way of using Yerushalmi to solve that problem. All right, any closing questions, guys? Okay, guys, we'll stop here. Just for tomorrow, I hope it won't be true. There's a small chance I'll come like a little late because we have like a. Our gas has been problematic in the house, which is not a good thing. So someone's coming, a technician's coming at 8 o'clock. So we're still debating, my wife and I, which one is staying home. But I hope whichever stays home, if he finishes 8:30, it won't make a difference. But we're still debating that. But in any case, if I'm not here, just do the next Gemara. Okay, do the next Gemara. If you want, I'll definitely.